Today, we're in an extraordinary place. It's a rooftop high above New York City. Now, many people live in houses with slanted roofs, which are much too dangerous to walk on. You'd slip right off. But here in the city, the rooftops are broad and flat with walls all around, so they're perfect to walk on. The floors and the walls are all painted with a thick black tar to protect the roofs from rain and snow. That's why many people call this a tar beach. A tar beach is an island in the sky, a place to escape the crowds and the clamor of the streets below. And you have to admit, this beach has a spectacular view. I can see for miles. The skyscrapers are so far in the distance, they look small, like toy models. You see those structures? They're water towers. They supply water to all the tall buildings in the city. Now, look down on the streets. From up here, it seems like matchbox cars and ants are scurrying along. Beyond the rooftops, suspended high over the Hudson River, the towers of the George Washington Bridge reach into the sky. There's something about being on a rooftop that changes how you feel about everything you see. This is the story of Cassie Louise Lightfoot. She had a tar beach just like this one, and from it, she could look out over the bridges, buildings, and streets of New York City and dream that they belonged to her. Cassie's story is called Tar Beach.
Tar Beach. By Faith Ringgold. Read by Ruby Dee. I will always remember when the stars fell down around me and lifted me up above the George Washington Bridge. I could see our tiny rooftop with Mommy and Daddy and Mr. and Mrs. Honey, our next-door neighbors, still playing cards as if nothing was going on. And Bibi, my baby brother, lying real still on the mattress, just like I told him to, his eyes like huge floodlights tracking me through the sky. Sleeping on Tar Beach was magical. Lying on the roof in the night with stars and skyscraper buildings all around me made me feel rich, like I owned all that I could see. The bridge was my most prized possession. Daddy said the George Washington Bridge is the longest and most beautiful bridge in the world. And that it opened in 1931, on the very day I was born.
Okay, give up, cat.
Daddy worked on that bridge, hoisting cables. Since then, I've wanted that bridge to be mine. And now I have claimed it. All I had to do was fly over it for it to be mine forever. I can wear it like a giant diamond necklace, or just fly above it and marvel at its sparkling beauty. I can fly, yes, fly, me. Cassie Louise Lightfoot, only 8 years old and in the third grade, and I can fly. That means I'm free to go wherever I want for the rest of my life. Daddy took me to see the new union building he's working on. He can walk on steel girders high up in the sky and not fall. They call him the Cat. But he still can't join the union because Grandpa wasn't a member. Well, Daddy is going to own that building because I'm going to fly over it and give it to him. Then it won't matter that he's not in their old union, or whether he's colored or a half-breed Indian, like they say. He'll be rich and won't have to stand on 24-story high girders and look down. He can look at his building going up. And Mommy won't cry all winter when he goes to look for work and doesn't come home. And Mommy can laugh and sleep late like Mrs. Honey. And we can have ice cream every night for dessert.
This is good.
Tonight, we're going up to Tar Beach. Mommy is roasting peanuts and frying chicken. And Daddy will bring home a watermelon. Mr. and Mrs. Honey will bring their old green card table. And then the stars will fall all around me. And I will fly to the Union Building. I'll take Bebe with me. I have told him it's very easy. Anyone can fly. All you need is somewhere to go that you can't get to any other way. The next thing you know, you're flying among the stars.
There were places that Cassie could see from her Tar Beach that had a special meaning for her. And it's easy to see why the George Washington Bridge was her most prized possession. Just look at how beautiful it is towering over the water. But this bridge is much more than a spectacular sight. The George Washington Bridge is a suspension bridge. That means that the roadway we drive on is actually suspended or hanging from long steel ropes. These ropes are attached to four giant steel cables that span the river. The cables are held up by two towers that stand 600 feet above the water. Now that's as tall as a 40-story building. This bridge carries more than 100 million cars, buses, and trucks a year. But how does a suspension bridge hold so much weight? Well, it all starts deep underground beneath all the cars and trucks. Down here, many small bundles of wire are anchored into solid concrete. Together, they share the job of holding up the roadway. As the wires travel upward, they get closer and closer together until they form one enormous bundle. Above the ground, these bundles are covered with a steel tube to protect them from rain, wind, and snow. These are the huge cables that cross the river. They travel up to the first tower. Now you can see the bundle of wire again. Here they cross right through the inside of the tower and come out the other side. Now comes the longest part of the trip. The cables travel almost a mile to get from the first to the second tower. Then, up they go again, inside and across the second tower, down the other side, right through the ground until each bundle of wire is once again securely fastened to the concrete. A suspension bridge like this one is built to be flexible. It's meant to quiver with the wind and bounce as the cars and trucks rumble across. It was built to stand up to the worst weather and the heaviest traffic. Today, the George Washington Bridge is the busiest gateway into New York City. But 60 years ago, it was just a dream. Back then, it seemed impossible to build a suspension bridge that could span the Hudson River. Imagine how it felt to work 600 feet in the air without safety belts or nets. Just elbow grease and some fancy footwork. Now, here's the roadway. Oh, I see, here's part of it. Looks like they started on both sides of the river and met somewhere in the middle. These workers risked their lives every day.
I have a lot of respect for the people who built the bridge, not having the modern technology. I'm Bill Riley. I'm a structural specialist on a George Washington Bridge. My job here is to check for cracks and heavy rust. I inspect from top to bottom, over, under, in between, every place imaginable where people don't realize that you have to look and check, that's where we go. To check the bolts and the rivets, we use a lot of sophisticated equipment, like this electronic sound machine I'm using to check for any cracks in the bolts. George is getting old, and the older George gets, the more we have to watch George. Everybody that works here, we try and stay on top of everything, and hopefully it'll keep shining for many, many more years.
When I was a little girl, I grew up around this bridge, and whenever I come back here, I feel like I'm really home because I always felt like this was my bridge. And now that I'm working on it, it's even better. My name is Donna Bruno, and I'm going through a training program to learn how to be an electrician. I'm just like a student in school. And one of the important things that we do here is we change the beacon light, and that's the light that the airplanes see when they're flying over at night, so they don't hit the bridge since it's so high.
In the morning, it's very impressive to be up here. The wind is about 40 miles per hour. The feeling is incredible. You feel like a bird, some kind of bird. My name's Fabian Munoz, and I'm a bridge painter. Working at 600 feet in the air doesn't scare me at all, because I've been doing it for almost 10 years. So it doesn't really impress me anymore. It's like an everyday situation, like working in the street. I feel it's like a masterpiece, this bridge. When you think about it, I mean, putting this together piece by piece back in 1928 is very impressive. I'm kind of proud of it.
Working on the bridge is, it's almost like you're working for a person. It has a life to it, and it has a personality. It just becomes a part of you.
And you become part of it. I mean, that there's a lot of longer bridges in the world, but they're 2 lanes, 4 lanes, 8 lanes. This is 14 lanes of solid traffic sometimes. Cars, buses, trucks. To me, there's only one bridge in the world, and that's this one.
Beep, 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 beep.
not just what you can see from Atar Beach that makes it such a remarkable place. It's also what you can do on it. I'm planting a rooftop herb garden. I come up here and tend it every day, and in a few weeks, this fresh basil and this parsley will taste great in my summer salads. A rooftop can be a garden, it can be a sunny blacktop beach, even an outdoor laundromat. In fact, people are busy on rooftops all over the city right now.
My name is Val Gehry, and here in New York City, I garden on my rooftop. I've been interested in gardening since I was a little girl. When I grew up, I came to New York City, and the question was where I could grow things. The answer was the rooftop. This is called lamb's ears, and I wish you could feel it. It's as soft as a lamb's ear, very furry, both sides. The special thing about gardening on a rooftop is you have to grow everything in soil, which you try and make as light as possible so containers don't get so heavy that they maybe go straight through the roof and land in somebody's living room. Everybody needs a special place, and this rooftop garden is mine.
My name is Danny Murray. This is my pride and joy, flying pigeons on 130 Fish Street. New York City, Manhattan. As a kid growing up in this neighborhood, they had a lot of pigeon coops on the roof. So as a little youngster in the street looking up all the time, I too wanted to fly birds. These pigeons here are not your regular street pigeons. These are tiplets, baldies, Birminghams, red tiger flights, blue tiger flights, silver flights, black baldies, red tiplets, silver tiplets. There's all kind of birds, Russian trumpeters, Russian high flyers, turbans, black turbans, yellow turbans, owls, silver owls, yellow tigers, black Danishes, red Danishes. You have it all, I have them. I was born to raise birds. I raise them for their beauty. And as you can see, they're lovable. Favorite spot up here. <laughs> 30 years ago, Crusher Street. It's amazing that 30 years later, I'm still flying birds. Great hobby. Great hobby. I think all the kids in the neighborhood should start doing this.
You know, they're really going at it. Ain't that beautiful?
But when I see them up there, in that beautiful blue sky, the feeling of being free, that's what makes me feel good. I guess I'll be flying birds for the rest of my life. Flying pigeons on the rooftops. Where there's no trouble, it's nice and peaceful, the sun is shining, and everything is beautiful.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down and people are
just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Up on the roof.
On the roof is peaceful as can be. And there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. Get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the roof.
Up on the roof, I like to find a place where I can settle in, take the time to maybe do some drawing, a little writing. Being on this tar beach inspires me to do some of my best thinking and dreaming. And there's something else that always inspires me: reading a good book. So, if you like tar beach, then here are three stories that will put you on top of the world. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Corbin Rhodes. Have you ever wished you could fly? Well, the kid in this book found a way to do just that. It's called I'm Flying. One day, this kid's friend gave him some balloons. These were not just ordinary birthday balloons. They were huge helium balloons, and they could make things fly. The kid decided to tie a few things to the balloons, like his dog and his cat and even Miss Fallendorf, his teacher. His best idea was to attach some balloons to a lounge chair. He went on a real adventure. I bet this kid felt free from life's worries flying like that. So if you have the urge to soar, do it with this book.
Hi. My name is Juliana Kwan. I read a story that's not a poem, but kind of like a poem. The name of the story is To Sleep. It's time for the boy in the story to go to bed. His mother says, "We've reached the end of the day." "Where is the end, mother?" She says to him, "Beyond your pillow and your bed." The boy imagines they are flying in his bed. They go over the garden, through the countryside, and past the city. If you use your imagination, you can almost fly over the seas and up to the stars when you read this book. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gochowski, and I don't know about you, but my favorite person in the whole world is my grandmother. That's why I enjoy this book so much. It's called On Grandma's Roof. The little girl and her grandma have a great time on the roof. They play games with clothespins while they're hanging up the wet laundry. The wind pushes them around while they dance on the roof. They have a picnic with chicken salad sandwiches cut in triangles, lemonade and sweet, juicy cherries. This book is very special to me. It makes me want to spend more time with my Nana. You know where you can really enjoy reading this book? Up on a roof.
When you live in a city, a rooftop is a refuge, a place to be with family and neighbors, or to spend some quiet time enjoying the summer stars. But you don't have to live in a city to have a special spot like this. And it doesn't have to be a rooftop. Look for a place where your imagination is free to fly, where you can dream and believe that those dreams will come true. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Tar Beach by Faith Ringgold, published by Crown Publishers, Incorporated. I'm Flying by Alan Wade, pictures by Petra Mathers, published by Alfred A. Knopf. To Sleep by James Sage, illustrated by Warwick Hutton, published by Margaret K. McElderry Books. On Grandma's Roof by Erica Silverman, illustrated by Deborah Kogan, published by Macmillan Publishing Company.